The Heart of the Home, Book 4 in the Badger Brook series, written by Grace Thompson and read by Claire Morgan. Meriel watched with amusement as her father showed a prospective buyer around a newly offered property. The young couple seemed ill at ease, trying to appear knowledgeable and in control, and her darling Dada was flattering them on their perspicacity, appearing surprised at some of their comments as though none of their observations had occurred to him before. She smiled as he described the very small kitchen as bijou, and remembered asking him once what the word meant.
"I'm not really sure," he replied with a twinkling grin. "But it sounds good. If I'm pushed, I say it's like a small and perfect jewel. And," he added, "I always remind them that the kitchen, where all the caring is done, is the heart of the home. Although really, the heart of the home is love."
With his well-practiced charm and his genuine desire to help, he had the young couple sitting down discussing the way they would furnish the house within half an hour. He had even planned the garden for them. Walter John Evans, estate agent and auctioneer, was a clever man who was definitely in the right job. Meriel watched with some regret as the couple set off to discuss their choice with their families. She was 22, and so far there had been no sign of that special man with whom she could settle and make a home of her own. She was just too comfortable at home, working for her father in a job she loved. She hoped that the plan she was incubating, to move away and make a fresh start, would open up her life before it was too late. She had lived all her life in the town of Barry, on the South Wales coast. It had been a mecca for holidaymakers for many years and was a perfect place to grow up. There were so many attractions beside one of the finest sandy beaches. She knew she would find it a wrench to leave, but if one of the two interviews she had arranged ended with the offer of a job, she would go. Although, she admitted, she was already reminding herself that she could always return. The door would always be open, and her job there to come back to whenever she needed it. A couple of days later, she walked along a road on which large buildings rose high on one side, blocking out the weak November sun. She was looking for an hotel, but from the neglected facades along the row, she wasn't very hopeful of it being a thing of beauty. There were one or two where some attempt had been made to brighten the property. Fresh paint, windows open to the afternoon air, and fresh net waving in the slight breeze from the sea.